Passage 1. When you turn on the radio, you hear an advertisement. When you watch television, you hear and see an advertisement. If you turn the pages of a newspaper or magazine, again you find an advertisement. If you walk down the street, you see one advertising board after another. All day, every day, people who want to sell you something try to catch your attention. As a result, advertisements are almost everywhere. In the West, advertisements are the fuel that makes mass media work. The government does not give money to mass media such as TV stations, newspapers, magazines, and radio stations. They are all owned privately. So where does the money come from? From advertisements. Without advertisements, there would not be these private businesses. Have you ever asked yourself what advertising is? Through the years, people have given different answers to the question. For some time, it was felt that advertising was a means of keeping your name before the public, and some people thought that advertising was truth well told. Now more and more people describe it in this way. Advertising is the paid, non-personal, and usually persuasive description of goods, services, and ideas through various media. All advertisements try to make people believe that the product, idea, or service advertised can do well to them. Advertisements exist everywhere in our lives.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What is the passage mainly about? Question 27. What's the financial source of the privately owned mass media? Question 28. According to the passage, what is one of the features of advertisements? Passage 2. Officials at the Olympic Games taking place in Salt Lake City, Utah, say they have met their environmental goals. However, environmental groups say the Salt Lake Olympic Games have done permanent harm to the area. Protection of the environment is now officially one of the three goals of the Olympic movement. The other two goals are sports and culture. Today, many cities seeking to hold the Olympic Games promise to offer greater protection for the environment. However, an environmental group says that the Salt Lake Olympics Committee makes promises that it has not kept. For example, activists criticize ski jumps that were built into the sides of the mountains. They also criticize the officials for permitting trees to be cut down and new roads built for the Olympic Games. They said better public transportation is needed to help decrease air pollution during the Games. And they said not enough has been done to reduce energy use. Lawyers say the Olympics are being used as an excuse to permit development that normally would be unacceptable under the current environmental laws.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What do the environmental groups think of the Salt Lake Olympic Games? Question 30. Which is not a goal of the Olympic movement? Question 31. According to the environmental groups, what is needed to decrease air pollution during the games? Passage 3. Diet, diet, diet. It gets to be a constant battle for many of us to stay fit and healthy. But diets don't always allow us to learn new eating habits, improve our self-image, or make lifestyle changes. Developing good eating habits and proper exercise is a permanent issue, and it's the main topic of this workshop. In order to keep a healthy diet and minimize the risk of disease, it's essential to eat a diet that consists of low-fat foods and to maximize energy with carbohydrates. Beef, nuts, oils, and most dairy products are rich in fat, so you should eat less of those, while pastry, rice, potatoes, and bread contain almost no fat and are a high energy source of complex carbohydrates. You know that many food manufacturers use sugar to make low-fat or fat-free foods taste good, but don't worry too much about that. You don't necessarily get fat by eating sugar, since sugar is an indirect fat. When you exercise, carbohydrates are the first calories to burn. If you want to burn off fat, it's good to do some sort of aerobic exercise, such as biking, swimming, running, or fast walking. But you have to keep doing this exercise for at least 20 minutes because it takes about that long before we start to burn fat. And then the effect of burning fat decreases after 45 minutes of exercise. So if you do some sort of aerobic exercise for 3 to 4 days a week for about 30 to 40 minutes, you'll have an effective schedule for reducing weight.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What is the main topic of this talk? Question 33. According to the speaker, which will burn most quickly with exercise? Question 34. According to the speaker, what is the most effective exercise time schedule for reducing weight? Question 35. What does the speaker say is burned at the beginning of exercise?